gentlemen, your 2022 Chicago Cubs! Yeah! Every single time. Every time I've gone to Wrigley, they come out to... I remember Sammy Sosa running out to right field. He was always the lead up of the dugout. And they're playing this song and they're playing
the Want the record to show I requested Roll Out the Barrel because I broke the baseball news.
Honestly, good for you. Honestly, this is the best news I've heard in a long time. We're going to have baseball. Baseball's real. The lockout has ended. As of the end of the last segment, the baseball lockout has officially ended. And there's details that I have no idea what they are yet. But I can tell you this, my goodness, way to go, labor.
Yes, yes, way to go, labor is right.
Because the players completely outmaneuvered the old, crusty, stupid owners with their stupid...
The agreement's not signed yet.
Screw the owners. Honestly, screw them.
Don't say it until the agreement's
signed. There was a time when their grandparents or their daddies, who they got their money from or they got their teams inherited from, actually gave a crap about the game and were in it for the game. Go make all your money. I don't care. I'm not stopping you from making money. I'm not telling you to stop making money. But you're only making money now instead.
Yeah. No, and then when you decide to take a stand where you start canceling games because of that too. And
that's the only way they can the cruel and do you know that last night
they were just burning money to show that they had so much money that they didn't care about the money that they were burning. By canceling the games.
It's not even that. It's more like... So last night, right? The players gave a proposal.
Folks, this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. That's Brian. I'm Luke, by the way. If you want to join us, 844-967-2789. But go on, Brian.
But you got to... Like, this is what talk shows are for, and this is what things are for. And it goes back to what we were talking about as well. Bad faith arguments, bad faith agreements, bad faith negotiations.
Yep.
This is the point. Major League Baseball, the owners came in and countered last night with an issue that they haven't brought up
at all
the entire time.
Right. Something about the international draft. Yeah.
Which, you know, there's some really bad things about the international draft, and it probably needs to be fixed. That's why, you know, you have players that are somehow, oh, I didn't know he was 50. I thought he was 35. You know, things like that. Identification change. Yeah. Like there's a whole bunch of players from Cuba that may not be the name that they played under. I don't know if you know that. But there's a whole bunch of messed up things in the international market. So they want to fix. But point is, and I'm not saying that this isn't an issue, but talk about bad faith agreement when you're very close to a lot of different things.
You're at the finish line almost.
And then you throw something in there at the last minute that has nothing to do with anything else.
Some would say straight out of left field.
Yeah. But my point is the owners were banking on the public not even knowing or caring about the details of things.
Yeah.
They just want baseball back. And they were vastly outmaneuvered because everybody now knows, even like you're not even paying attention to most of the details of it, and you know about the internet, like they threw the international trade thing in there.
I keep an eye on some of that
but
stuff.
But I'm not trying to say that you don't know what you're talking about, but I'm
right.
My point
but
is
I don't follow it nearly as closely as you do. That
exactly.
Is correct.
I'm hanging on all these negotiations here, and it just boggles my mind. How someone can yell at someone for playing, getting mad about them playing a game for and getting paid for it, but then not get mad at the person who just happens to own the team and also all of the real estate around it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it takes a special kind of person to, you know, hate communism and socialism, but then get mad about someone who's getting free market value for their labor. You know?
Yeah.
Mike Trout made a whole bunch of money. That means that there's a big market for a lot of players out there. Okay, that's good. That means baseball's healthy. He wouldn't get paid a whole bunch of money. Like, go see what the top contracts for, I don't know, U.S. soccer is. It There's money there.
Yeah.
So the point is you got to figure out how to do it, and the players did a really good job of outmaneuvering them and go labor, and you can draw a bunch of allegories from it, but baseball's back. And
yeah, planning for an opening day April 7th, apparently, Brian, and that will depend per club as well because everybody's got separate opening days. But sounds like players might be able to report by tomorrow, as soon as tomorrow, and potentially having baseball still in early April, which is not a whole lot of games. I'm just hoping they don't try to squeeze as many double headers into – because I don't think the double headers are helpful for the season either.
Yeah, but you got to get –
I know.
I want to get the games in. I wish they were full-on double headers, but, you know, that's beside the point. I'll go with what the players want to do. I trust them.
Yeah. So, folks, this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Brian's got some exciting news. Baseball's going to be back.
I'll see you guys in a month because I got to go prepare for my draft. Good luck with that.
Yeah, exactly. You're gonna have to take some time off around that.
Yeah. I've learned a lesson. Don't do it at your fiance's birthday party.
That sounds accurate.
In the bowling alley with Wi-Fi. Oh, the bowling alley has Wi-Fi. Oh, okay, I'll bowl. Give me a second. I got to go back to play. Okay. that didn't work out very well for me, so...
No, I can imagine. I've also
never have someone else draft for you because
drafting. Yeah, having somebody else draft for you is not good. I've also tried to draft before, while camping, just forgetting that there was a draft that weekend, and then I was like out in the middle of the woods, just like trying to just set it up as best I can, and that's a fun one. That's a fun one, man.
Adrian Peterson would have been a great first pick like 10 years ago, but.
But geez, no, we could go down some fantasy draft horror stories, I'm sure, between the two of us. Oh. But that's not what the listeners come here for, Brian. This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Who knows? Maybe that's what it is.
If you want to celebrate baseball or talk about bad faith negotiations, give us a call, 844-967.
Or just talk about Wisconsin Republicans being not fiscally responsible because this manufacturing and agriculture tax credit just way more costly for the state, and it just seems like it's a giveaway, Brian, almost for the some of the top income earners here in the state of Wisconsin, because if you've got 76% of the individuals claiming this tax credit making more than $1 million, this is not a tax credit that helps small family farms or small family manufacturers. It's something for the biggest businesses to be able to claim and just receive a smaller portion of the tax burden. And that means millions, if not billions of dollars removed from things like our roads, from our public education system, from being able to clean up the PFAS in our water. It's everything. It's a zero-sum game when it comes to the tax code here in the state of Wisconsin. If we do not collect the tax revenues that we believe as the Wisconsinites elect individuals to our representative bodies, the state assembly and the state senate, and if they are deciding to give huge tax giveaways to the individuals that are donating to their campaigns, instead of actually taking those tax dollars and investing them in the state, it's borderline a crime.
And if you don't believe, maybe let's say taxes are theft and it's all awful, right? Taxes are the worst. Well, besides the obvious things like we got to get our roads taken care of, and you know, there's a billion different government programs that would screw everybody else over if they were gone. But even if you don't believe in taxes, there are other ways to do it. I used to live in New Hampshire. New Hampshire has no sales tax. New Hampshire, I don't even think had any property tax. I might be completely wrong on that, but they are you know, live free or die. You know, they have a strong libertarian streak in New Hampshire.
I got laughed at a bar in Oregon for asking about sales tax.
Yeah,
because I didn't know, and it was just like, what are you talking about? We don't pay sales tax here in the state of Oregon.
I don't know what they do in Oregon, but I know in New Hampshire, all the liquor that is sold in New Hampshire is controlled and owned by state-run liquor stores. So that money, if you drink in New Hampshire, if you drink hard alcohol, you're buying it from the state directly. It also keeps prices lower, and it fuels the state. So those people that drink and drive on the roads, at least they're paying for it. Bad idea.
Terrible analogy. Terrible idea, but yes. Well, no, and the corporate tax is a little bit higher, I believe, in Oregon. But you still got companies like Nike. Nike is headquarters. It has its headquarters in Oregon, it's like companies like it puts. Yes, there's no sales tax then, but then it takes the corporate tax and it has it a little bit higher to be able to pay for things that the sales tax would cover. So yes, there are different methods for states to use to be able to set up equitable tax codes. But when you all of a sudden put these loopholes in for the companies that have no anything to prove, they're not proving job creation or anything, Brian, to receive the manufacturing and agriculture tax credit.
Let's pretend that these people totally deserve this tax credit and they're the right people to have it, right? Well, you're still creating a shortfall. Like, full stop, whatever. Let's pretend that all these people are all angelic corporations that make beautiful, wonderful, good things, and only good things come out of these corporations. And even if they profit a whole bunch, that everything they do, that they turn into charity and they help little Timmy get a leg again and he can walk again because of all their help. They're great corporations. They all deserve this money. You still created a shortfall. And if you don't make it up, you're going to be short. And that's the point. You can't just do this stuff and not deal with the reality of the consequences. You just can't.
No.
And that's what we've been doing, though.
You can't ignore
what we've been doing.
You can't ignore the responsibility or the responsibilities and outcomes, but then claim that you're the fiscal responsible individuals. It's asinine. It's just and we've got some Portlandians calling in now.
We got some callers.
Yeah, we got some callers.
Check in.
So we got Tony from Portland calling in. Tony, what are your thoughts on this?
Hey guys, in Oregon we have what's called the OLCC. It's the Oregon Liquor Control Commission. And they just suck. I mean, they don't do anything to justify their existence. I mean, they really don't do anything. I mean, they go and they hire these kids that look older from high school to go in and try to buy beer, and then they bust you for that, you know, which is against the law in itself. I mean, they're breaking
the entrapment?
Enforcing the law. Yeah, I mean, it's against the law for a minor to go in and attempt to buy alcohol or cigarettes, yet they do it. And,
yeah, and it's and actually, you can't use a cop told me to do it as a defense either.
No, it's a state official.
Yeah, exactly.
It's an official with the DLCC or whatever you referred to it as, Tony. Yeah, it's. I'm not saying that there's all these tax collection or entities like Brian referred to in New Hampshire and the one you're referring to in Oregon are necessarily the solution, but it's. There's got to be something better than
a solution.
Yes, it is a solution, but there's got to be something better than just claiming that this tax credit is helpful for the people here in Wisconsin and then not putting any qualifiers on it or job creation stipulations and then just giving away millions of dollars to some of the state's top income earners.
Yeah. And Tony, yeah. I worked for actual for-profit businesses that are in the interest of trying to make money on this stuff. None of those people did anything either. They did not. Nothing. So it's not like I just want to tell you it's not a government thing. It's not because it's a government job. It's just because that industry is prone to people who really kind of just already have it cornered and monopolized anyway. So,
All right. Have a good day, guys.
Yeah. Be well. Yeah. Did you know that?
Thanks, Tony.
Only one person can distribute any given thing. And basically, if you have a winner that's already running, it doesn't really matter. You already have the monopoly on it, so you kind of just in any given region.
Well, and so while we're on the topic of alcohol and some distilleries and whatnot and alcohol sales, Brian, I had a blast last night. I stopped by one of our sponsors, Downdrin's Distilling, over in Cottage Grove, and I shut the place down last night, which is really weird for me as the morning guy. I was kind of regretting it a little bit this morning, but a great time, a great spot, some excellent local craft cocktails. So, folks, if you're in the neighborhood of Cottage Grove, go check out Downdrin's. Or, you can go to any of your fine local liquor stores or grocery stores here in the state of Wisconsin and pick up a bottle of their craft-made, locally distilled awesome liqueurs and liquors.
Awesome.
They're all different things. I had a coffee and maple liqueur. There was
the effects last almost the next day.
Almost. I had a great old fashioned. It was fantastic. Nick, the owner and bartender last night, kicked my butt in cribbage too. So It's a great time, but folks,
fully interactive.
Yeah, folks, this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke. That's Brian over there.
Got
one more, one more segment left in the day. Give us a call, 844-967-2789.